listening to Clash Royale Radio with Dylan and Caleb in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to Clash Royale Radio, episode number 23. I am your host, Dylan.
I'm your co-host, Caleb.
And guys, this week, we're going to be giving our ranking of the evolutions, and then we have a brand new game called What Card? And then at the end, we have a deck spotlight.
Let's go.
For the first, or it might be the second time, right?
Deck spotlight?
I think we did one before with Karate. I'm pretty sure we did one with Lava.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. But guys, before we get started, if you guys want some news or even updates of the podcast, go ahead and follow us on Twitter. And then if you guys even want more, like chatting, discussions, tournaments, and trust me, guys, it's a lot more, please join the Discord server. The link will be down at the show notes.
Yeah, and like always, guys, if you guys have Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform you guys listen on, please go ahead and review to support the show.
That's right. So, dude.
What?
I don't want to talk about your day. Actually, let's talk about your day. Why are you so salty today?
Yeah, I have to apologize on the car ride again because, like, so, it was pretty bad.
Okay, so in the car ride, I told him you need to play this deck.
Yeah, okay, let me explain. Okay, I'm already frustrated because I'm playing this beatdown deck, and I don't know what it is, but, like, I'm on champion. All right, that's where I'm at. I'm on the second step, okay? I'm back down, and I was at 5 or 6, and so I major loss a lot. Anyways, so I'm mad. I'm frustrated. And Dylan's like, dude, you need to make sure you play those decks I told you to so that way we can talk about it. And at first, I'm just like, I'm not even in the mood to talk about this game. But I'm just like, I don't even feel like playing right now, Dylan, and stuff like that. I try to humbly play in the car, and it was rough.
When you're playing tilted, you're going to lose every game. And essentially, I think you won your very first game, and then every single game after that.
No, I lost the first game, but then I like, you know what, I can't do it. This deck no more, because this deck was really high IQ level. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to switch to the next deck, and so I did that, and then that's the one I won in.
Okay, so but anyways, how has POL been for you? So, like, okay, first off, what are you playing right now?
Okay, I'll go through all the cards I'm playing with right now. So I'm playing with it's Golem, Pump, E-Drag with Tornado. Then I got Skelly Drags and Barbarrel with Prince and Mini P.E.K.K.A. The reason why I have those two in is Prince for Splash and Mini P.E.K.K.A. for, like, if I'm seeing like big tanks, like you're looking at E-Giant or Mega Knight. I'm seeing a ton of that. That's basically why I have them in there. I've been switching. I need to do some more research in YouTube because I've been switching back to Night Witch and Lumberjay because I got those two maxed out as well.
Are you always keeping Pump in?
I'm always keeping Pump in.
You're never changing it out?
I'm not changing Pump out. I love Pump. Pump's out, right. Especially when you have the Skelly Drags out, because what I'm seeing is that it's a wonderful bait because they'll either bait out Lightning or I could bait out a Fireball. So,
how hard is it for playing decks like Hog Rider with EQ?
How hard is it?
Yeah.
When you're going against
EQ? Because if they have EQ, what, do you not pump anymore?
No,
what?
Because it's a horrible trade.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, I don't really care about that. But then I'm like, if I want to win, I got to be, you know, more into the, more strategic. So, So, anyways, bro, but anyways, like, so that's my deck, right? So I've been switching through Lumberjack, Nightwitch, and Prince, and Mini P.E.K.K.A. Those four right there. I don't know what to put in. But I understand that, like, the Skelly Drags is not really in that deck. It's mainly Phoenix. So I've been switching those two out well. But the reason why I have...
I mean, the Skeleton Drags are pretty good, though.
They are.
A little bit of splash.
They're in a good spot. They bait out my Fireball sometimes. And that's really good, because that's another Elixir trade to keep my Pump going.
You're right. Because you couldn't really do that with the Phoenix.
No.
I mean, they could Lightning the Phoenix, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so anyways, so guys, like, I'm on the second step and just trying to play with this deck a lot and get really good at it. But I'm, like I said, I've been switching some cards and trying to get better at the game. I would go up to maybe five to six steps, and then I'd fall straight down.
Yeah.
So, but that's it.
So my POL for this season, it's actually been really good. I climbed up super fast. Obviously, I went to Ultimate Champion last season. Finally... last episode, I didn't think I was going to get there. I didn't think I was going to have enough time. But I had Bytor's help. He just kind of watched my games and told me how much elixir my opponent has, and it helped a lot.
Could you imagine, though, learning how much elixir they have?
Yeah, just trying to, like, memorizing all that. And,
that'd be
nuts. It's insane.
That'd be nuts.
But I kind of hit a stump right when I got to champion. I was in champion for all this week, actually, until today. Finally, I'm at grand champ. Playing the same old deck, guys. The lava with miner, flying machine, inferno dragon, arrows, tombstone, skeleton dragons, and the barbarians.
Evos.
Barbarians, and guys, they are insane.
They are. Like, they're annoying.
I want to say, and we can talk about this when we go rank our Evos, but I want to say there's, like, balance a little bit. I mean, but I don't know.
We'll see. We'll get into
it. Yeah. But that's the deck I've been playing with. I've been playing it for, you know, about three seasons now. And, God, dude, it is a lot of fun, and it's extremely popular. I went on Royal API last night and looked up the top two decks. I looked up the top five decks, and if I remember right, three Lava Hound decks were on the top three.
What, really?
Or top five. It's crazy.
That's crazy, dude. Is that the, like, so let me ask you a question, though, real quick. So what, since you've been the Ultimate Champion twice, what was your best season, the first one or the last one, or they were just super close?
They're about the same. They were close. Like, last season, you know, like, the season starts on a Monday. Last season I finished on a Sunday night. So I literally had, you know, about 4 hours left before it was a new season. And then, I remember it was a Friday night, a couple seasons before, like, my first time hitting it. So first season I hit UC, you know, it was, I guess, a little easier. I beat it a little bit less time, but I don't know. The second time I'm more confident. And I don't know. There's also kind of a weight, like, I'm supposed to be there, and kind of a disappointment if I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the best season I have is actually this year. It's
dude. Seriously, I could see that.
I jumped all the way already. I'm in champion, and there's like 16 days left to play. So I really shot up quick. So I'm hoping I can get to grand champ pretty soon. I gotta just keep on grinding, because that's my max is grand champ, and I'm trying to get the royal champ and trying to obviously get the ultimate just to get there with this deck, just trying to master it. But like I said, I've been struggling which cards should I put in and keep it that way. But when you're seeing, like, I know that lumberjack and the prince, I have to spend 8 elixir or plus just to stop e-giant or mega nut, and I was like, that's too much elixir. They're getting elixir trade for it. If I just throw out a mini P.E.K.K.A. and throw out a bar barrel, that's only six. That's way easier and better trade. So that's why I have mini P.E.K.K.A. in there, because I'm seeing too many tanks.
Yeah.
Especially Goblin Giant, which did come back.
You need Evo barbs, dude. I
got them maxed, but they're not Evo. That's why I hate about Evos. You know what I mean? So there's like, man, I got them maxed. It's like having a level 13 barbs. Really. It's like, well, they're level 13. They're not 14. You know what I mean? That's exactly how it is when it comes to Evos. I don't have the Evos, so they kind of suck.
They need like a where you can spend gold. You know, like 500,000 gold for one Evo.
I would not save up for that,
though. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if that's good. Like 500,000 is a hell of a lot.
I'd rather pay money like you did and then did that, but I missed my chance.
Well, yeah, for the firecracker. Yeah. Which now you can get the, what is it? The mortar for mortar. $7.
I already got it. Yeah,
I know. We already, it was on the,
you know why I think they do that? Is because they know, like, hey, this one's not very good, so here you go. Yeah, and then everybody's like, you know what I mean?
This way, until they do the knight would be like $15 or
probably
something, like, this is a lot better card. But
because it's way better.
Yeah.
Flipping Clash Royale.
I know. I
hate them sometimes. It's so pay to win, dude.
Yeah.
One
thing I do want to talk about, guys, is Clash or CWA, Clash with Ash.
Oh, I didn't watch the video, but I know what happened.
Yeah, so he's not, the way I understand it, he's not producing any more Clash Royale videos or anything. He's kind of, I don't know, I watched the video, but I don't know, I was also working, so I didn't really pay attention to all of it, but I think there was a lot of negativity he does not like, and he wants to be more positive. You know, it's different with creators, like, because he said this on his video, every time he tried to say something positive about the game, there's people in the comments were just bashing him and like, no, you're part of the Supercell and they're probably paying you to say this. And it's just, I could see how old that gets. You mm-hmm, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the vibe that I got from the video. Like, he's just kind of tired of all the negativity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't blame him either, because I would hate whenever, like, you'd read your chat like, oh man, the Clash Royale sucks and stuff like that. Okay, listen here.
And he doesn't want to be negative all the time.
Exactly. The game is not that bad. Okay?
Yeah.
2v2 is still fun. And always will be. There's still classic challenges. If you're tired of PLO, there's still other game modes out there that you can play. And you're like, well, this is boring to me. Then pick a new game. Okay? The game sucks. Mm-hmm. Get off of it. Alrighty?
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's
like,
how I feel, too. Like, if you really do not like the game, then why play it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, listen. So what?
I've been tilted so bad where I say, I literally was telling myself, I'm going to delete this game. This is stupid. I'm so mad.
Like today.
But no, I still love the game and everything about it. And yes, Clash Royale, there's some stuff that they do is not smart, like the update. Ever since the update from Losers, their updates has been going downhill. And I think the community has done a very good job at telling telling the developers that. And they're trying to figure it out, okay? They're trying to fix it. They understand that they made a mistake. And trust me, they know. They're smart enough to build a game and where it's the most popular game in the world. Trust me, they know the problem.
I do want to throw some positivity out there. I mean, I know some people listening are probably not going to like this and stuff like that, but I actually really like the game where it's at right now.
Hate the fact that this is why. I don't mean to cut you off, but this is why I hate it, okay? There's times I just want to push for trophies. But I can't do that.
Because of the level, yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I understand that.
I understand there's other game modes and stuff like that, but I actually love pushing trophies. I really do. But it's just not fair when I only have...
215s.
215s, and...
And you're playing against somebody that has a maxed out 15.
All of them, and they spent money for it, which is fine. That's awesome. You spent your money and stuff like that, but the game just gets more unfair, and it's more pay to win when you're pushing trophies.
Right, but the longer you wait, the more those players are going to progress, and then you won't see them as much.
You won't see them as much, yeah. But this is... All I care... The only thing bad about that update was level 15. If they just make it easier to get to 15, guess what? I'm happy. That's it. Evos are amazing.
I really like the Evos. Evos was a brilliant idea. I know a lot of people do not like that, but I actually really like it.
I was listening to another famous YouTuber, and he says that Evos actually might destroy the game. I'm like, I don't think so. I think Clash Royale, the game and where it was at, I think it just raised it up.
I think it raised it up a little bit.
But raised it up. Like they're up where, like, whenever the Monk and the Phoenix came in the game, that game, then it really launched because of the cards.
Let's just say this. Without Evolutions, we would just have a level 15 update. I think that's when it would have killed it. So really, Evolutions saved the game by not like a lot of numbers people downloaded the game and stuff like that, but like kept it from deleting.
Kept it literally
dying.
But people are still angry, and yes, I am too, about where level 15's at right now. But I'm hoping they fix that. Now, they did change it. Now, this is really dumb, but they did change it where now Commons is only producing like 11 wild cards.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So like, you know, the elite cards or whatever?
Yeah,
they changed it.
The ratio is 1-to-1 on commons. Yeah, yeah. So like, any overflow in commons, like if you get 60 overflow,
whose idea was that?
It used to be double.
Used to be double, but like whose idea was it?
Okay, but they changed the champions. Though.
They did.
Now you get like 500 or I forgot what it was. It was a lot.
They did and stuff like that, which is fine. But like, and again, you didn't fix the problem. You just almost increased it. But anyways. That's my state of the game of my frustration, and I think that's everybody's frustration. But like the thing about it is, as well though, about Evolutions, what I see that could be a huge problem is that this is another way the game could be even more paid to win though.
Yeah,
there's the issue
I can see
about
that.
Evolutions.
Especially like Firecracker last season. Last season, you're gonna win.
Yeah.
She was so overpowered.
I think what Clash Royale needs to do, they need to keep the shop of your spending. I think instead of you saying, hey, here's some gold crates that you could buy for like $6. I think you should take all that out. I really do. take it all out. Take it where like where you don't even get no evos. You want someone to grind on the game. Don't make it so much easy to purchase it. Make yeah. them work for it. And that's yeah. and I would do that. And the way to do that is that, hey, guess what, guys? Clash Royale created a shop. Put everything in the shop. And yeah. don't make it one like one whole long season. I would do it weekly. Hey, this week's this. This week's that. Next week's coming
what happened,
up.
What happened to doing like cool little challenges? And if you get like 13 wins or something like that, you get a shard yeah. or something like that. What yeah. happened to that? They don't do that anymore.
No, they always. Like. It's always, yeah. So I think what Clash Royale's done horribly is made it so much pay to win, all because of the shop. It made it so easy to purchase things. Yes, yeah. the prices could be really high, but anybody who's rich and who are a content creator or whatever just
or single,
yeah, or single, just wants to blow their money on this game. They can do that easily and yeah. progress. And I think that's what they need to take out: the special offers, all that stuff where you can spend money. Take it out.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
But. Yep, I agree. Good stuff. All right, guys, we're going to be ranking our Evo cards. So we got 6 Evo cards, as we all know.
In the game, yep.
So, dude, what's your, right now, whip it out. What's from best to last, your listing of Evos right now?
Evos?
Yep.
You want me in a row, or are you not going to do my number one?
Yeah, just in a row. Just all right now. What okay. do you think?
Knight is one, obviously.
Okay.
Knight one. Firecrackers 2.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she's still good.
Okay.
E-Barbs 3. RG 4. Mortar 5. And then obviously Skellies 6.
Wow. Okay. Wait. What was 6? Skellies, you said?
Skellies.
Okay. So mine is... It was tough for the very first one, but I went with Barbarians. Mm-hmm. And now... And it's only because I use Barbarians and I'm very like... I know how to play them, and they're super overpowered. I ain't like RG decks, Mega Knights. They're so mm-hmm. easy to play against because yeah. I have Evo Barbs. So I think they're the best right now. And then number 2 would be the Knight.
Oh wow,
it's really really good.
Yeah.
Number 3, Firecracker. Mm. I think Firecracker is better than RG. I think RG is not in the best meta right now.
No, that's why I put him pretty right. last a little bit. I put him I think 3rd. No.
I think you did. Yeah, you did. Because then you bit Firecracker.
You're right. I did.
But yeah, Firecracker's in a pretty decent spot. Now it's still not. It's not overpowered. It is a completely balanced card. In my opinion, I think so too.
I think so.
The pushback that they changed. That's all they needed to do.
And the health,
and then like the stacking or whatever like that.
That yeah, they made the game like the card is definitely not overpowered.
Right. So Firecracker number 3. Then I said RG number 4. It's still a really good card. 6 elixir, yep. And every time he shoots, you know, he does that splash and push damage. So, and then number 5, the mortar, and then obviously the skeleton.
So, explain to me why E-Barbs you think is the best Evo in the game.
Well, like I said, like I play them. They sometimes are my win condition. They were the reason why I won that game. Mm. Like I said, I haven't played Knight. I played Knight maybe 10 times in the deck right there. Okay. So I don't know a whole lot about them. I know he's like pretty tanky when he was walking, obviously.
Very.
Yeah. And he attacks really, really fast.
Yep.
But, and he's only 3 elixir.
Yeah. If he can handle 2 sparky hits and take down the whole tower, dude, that's really tanky. Yeah. They definitely need to fix that. Maybe.
So he's really good. And yeah, he's really good for cycle deck, especially like log bait. Oh, yeah.
It's back. Log bait, expo.
Yeah.
There's a ton of other decks. What I like to use with my Golem
Minor Wall Breakers.
Yeah, definitely that too. There's a deck, like literally, whenever I know I'm going against a log bait person and they have Inferno Tower, to save my Golem, I'll place my Evo Knight at the front. I'll tank for it. And I'm not kidding. When that Inferno's hot and it's hitting my Knight, it ain't doing a scratch to him. That's overpowered. Yeah. Obviously, when he stops, obviously, it's funny, though, because when he stops and hits the Inferno Tower, if he gets to it, you just see him melt.
Yeah, right. But see, gone. People don't understand right now fully of how to really, like, no. you know, counter him.
Yeah. He's easy to kite.
Yeah, in the counter, really. Like, in the counter. He's not that bad.
But it's when 2 Archer Towers are, like, if you're kiting well, 2 Archer Towers are hitting him. It's not him. It's your what he has. Yeah. What's behind him.
Yeah, right.
It's the push that you're making. That's what makes it difficult sometimes. Right.
So talk about the Evos right now. Do you think they're way overpowered? What Evos need buffs? What Evos need nerfs? Or do you think they're in a really good spot? What do you think overall?
I think two of them need nerfs. One's in a good spot.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the one in a good spot is RG. I think RG is in a great spot. I think it raised the RG deck players even more. Super overpowered, by the way. I mean, if you really don't like have him distracted or something like that, he will eat your tower alive. Trust me, it's ridiculous. So I think he's well balanced though. The mortar and skellies definitely need a buff.
Really?
Yeah, I think what the mortar's missing is that, like, I agree with Cashman, because Cashman did this as well, like, what's the best Evo? And he says that mortar definitely needs a buff, because when he dies, something needs to happen.
And when the mortar dies?
So when the mortar dies, I think it needs to spawn two goblins. Just two.
Or what if it dies, it automatically shoots one more shot?
Or that too.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Kind of like the pump. Whenever the pump dies, it gives you another elixir.
That's true. I'll be okay with either or. But it needs something like that. And skellies.
Okay, what's your buff about skellies though? Like, because.
Do it back to eight.
Not
back to eight. I think they need to be. Here's what I think. I think.
But they're one elixir. Uh-huh. What else do you want from one elixir? Like, they're still. They're the only ones. Really good defensively.
They're the only ones that doesn't have a health buff.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to sound
they're
stupid.
They're skellies, though.
I know. This is going to sound stupid, but since it's evoed, I think they should at least not die
to log and zap.
Yep. That's going to be super annoying. I understand. But, the thing about it is that, like, they're literally on a hair of health when you log or zap. Okay? So they're literally about to die. But that's what I think. Now, is that overpowered? Probably, because they're going to spawn even more, and you just wasted a log. Obviously, I see that. So I don't know. Maybe tornado or arrows. You know what I mean? They'll have to bring out a three elixir instead of just two. But
That's not terrible. I mean, that's how all the other Evos are. You know, like Firecracker, you can't arrow it. You know, Barbarians, you can't just fireball it.
Yeah.
Everything's got a health buff except for the skeletons. So I can see that. I think people get them wrong. I think skeletons, you know, they're not a win condition. They are literally just a cycle card. They're made for distractions.
But if you look at it, it seems like almost every single Evo card was a win condition, or still is.
Firecracker right now is not a win con. The Knight's not a win condition, and Barbarians are not a win condition.
Okay.
I know I can use Barbarians as a win condition in some matchups, because I can do opposite pressure, lane pressure, and they'd almost forget, like, my E-barbs are ready to attack their tower, and they just lose.
Yeah. But I don't... Yeah, it's just tough. And then here's what I think about the barbs. Now, you're saying they're pretty well balanced. Here's what I think. Because let me tell you something. When they attack something, and they're all attacking, they're getting more angry, and they're doubling their hit, you know what I mean? Their attack speed.
Yeah, they're getting faster and faster and faster.
I'd say don't cap it, but make it a little, like, slower. Make it take them a while to get angrier and angrier and angrier and stuff like that. That's all I have to say to nerf them.
I don't know, just dude. That. I think they're in a really good spot. I mean, I'm a huge fan of them because I use them.
Yeah.
I actually have them in elite level. So that's kind of I don't know. But
I think Firecracker.
What do you think about Firecracker?
I think she's still a little overpowered.
What? No.
I still think she's a little overpowered.
No, dude, it's just in a real good spot still. I mean, some people are really
I might be judging
skilled,
it too soon, but I think it's, yeah, I mean, I think she needs one more cycle. That's my only thing about the is one more cycle.
I never have a problem with her anymore.
I think I
like, need. Man, like.
Maybe not. Like, I don't have a problem with her. It's just that, think about it for a second. We'll never see this card go away.
Not necessarily.
I hate that.
Not necessarily. You get more Evos out there?
I get tired of it, though. You know what I mean? Like there's. I'm not going to lie. There's a point to this game where when you play the same, it's like you're playing against the same deck over and over again.
That was last season.
And that's playing this against season.
Really?
You're seeing all Evos. You're seeing you're seeing literally, I'm seeing still Mega Nut. You know, you're seeing these decks over and over and over again.
Not me.
It gets old. It gets old very fast. Like, how many times have we, I'm telling you, I've saw Hog Rider probably 20 plus times. And with Mega Nut and a bunch of, and Firecracker, that was in my meta. That was my day.
Those are just popular cards. Just like if you go on Trophy Road right now, you're going to see nothing but Witch and Valkyrie. And true. Wizard. So they're just super popular cards. That's what I think about Mega Knight and Hog Rider right now. They're just extremely popular. That's my opinion.
Hmm.
But I don't see that. I don't, like, this season has been really nice because I'm not seeing the same old, like, literally last season. Well, Princess, today, Hog Rider, Earthquake.
Today was weird. It was just, I don't know, it was just one of those bad Clash Royale days where I probably should have put the phone down on my first loss.
And then tomorrow you'll probably reach Grand Champion.
Oh, maybe, we'll see. But
yeah, like you'll go on a streak.
Yeah. I always go on a little bit of streak and obviously everybody falls. Okay, that just happens, okay? And I understand that. But for years, though, we've seen, like, I don't know, like that's the one thing I don't like about Clash Royale as well, is that you're seeing the same thing over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean? But I don't know how you would change that. I get they're popular and stuff like that. But anyways, so walk me through. We're going to change the subject a little bit. But walk me through on why do you, like, we haven't had time for you to think about it. But why do you think what cards are balanced, what cards need a nerf, what cards need a buff for EVOs?
Hey parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you mean? Like, what?
What do you think now?
Oh, okay.
Asked me now. So you tell me what needs a buff, what needs a nerf. What do you got?
Okay, and Noah, I know he's on. I'd like to know your opinion on this as well. But I think, honestly, they're all, like, I think pretty balanced. Now, granted, I haven't played with Knight, so I don't know a whole lot. I know they're pretty popular in the top tier right now, or the top rank or whatever. But in the world, global and stuff. But I think right now they're in a pretty decent spot. Like, I don't think skeletons need anything. I think they're fine. Mortar, I think it's fine. I really like RG. I think RG's in a really good spot. Firecracker, yeah, she's completely fine. Like I said, I do not worry about Firecracker at all. And every time I see the Knight, I have my Barbarian, so I don't worry about that either. And then maybe the Barbarians are a little... Barbarian's probably the only one I can probably see that needs any kind of nerf.
But I don't know.
I don't want to say it because I played $12.
But the thing about it is,
he does, okay, so he does think the Knight and the Barbs probably need a nerf, so.
And he's right about, I mean, he says that Firecracker and Skeletons and RG obviously suck. I don't know. I'd say, listen here, when they brought the cards out broken as ever, right? They're getting better now.
So, yeah, so here's why I think, like, RG is not in a good spot right now either, is because I think right now the meta is such in a huge beat down right now, in my opinion. Noah, I don't know about you, about Noah, but 100%. It is a huge beat down style. And now RG is not really considered a beat down necessarily.
No,
but
I don't know.
For me, I have seen a lot of Inferno Tower, Inferno Dragon.
Same.
So,
seen a ton of it.
Yeah. So that's why I don't
Prince
think,
to eat up your golem. I've seen a ton of that.
That's why I don't think RG is in a good spot. Just the meta's not fit for it right now.
Neither is my deck either, though. When you're dealing with all that and you have these counters that can easily hit it, like Executioner. Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah.
I hate that card. When you're going against it. Or P.E.K.K.A. Whoa, I hate that card. Mm-hmm. She sucks going against it. Because like whenever I see Peck, I'm like, I'm going to lose.
That's why I fly over, man.
You fly over, yeah. You airborne pilot turd.
Savage, get out of here with your infernal tower S tier. It's every episode, man.
Inferno Tower S tier, man. Yeah, I hate that card. I hate all the cards except the cards in my deck.
Yeah, right? That's how I feel too. All right, guys. It's time for our game. It's called What Card? And we have 25 questions. Caleb did not do his homework, so he literally has to wing it. I told him.
I didn't wing it. I went through the questions and I answered.
You didn't? Did you write them down?
No.
I wrote all mine down.
It's all in my brain, bro.
I'm more professional.
Oh, I'm so sorry. All right.
So, you ready for this?
Yeah. You want to hit me with the first one?
Let's go with the first one. First question.
Yeah, go for it.
What card is the most athletic?
The most card, most athletic, Dylan says. You know what it is? Dark Goblin.
Really? Athletic?
I think he's athletic. He's different. We can't see his face.
Out of all the cards, do you think he's the most athletic?
That's the first thing that popped in my head, so I went with my gut.
Okay.
So I went
with Golden Knight. The dude can dash everywhere, he's got the quick step. He's like a basketball player. Step. He's like doing like 20 Euro steps. You know what I mean? Like
okay. I've seen that. All right.
Number two, what card has the best facial hair?
Dude, skeleton. No.
Yeah. Okay.
But here's a problem though. We won't really know who has the best facial hair. You know why?
Why?
Because the Dark Prince, the Pekka, and the Nutmeg and Nuts, their faces are covered up.
No, what's up? What do you think, though?
The ones that really have facial hair, I think it's the Hunter, by the way.
Really?
That's a fine...
Doesn't he have a stash?
That's a fine stash right there.
Okay. That's not a bad pick. I went with Royal Giant, the Evo style.
His Evo style. You didn't go with
mean.
Evo Knight?
No.
That stout?
No. Dude, because the Royal Giants is bigger.
Hang on.
If I saw him in real life, I'd run.
Is it sad that I haven't seen Evo Giant yet? Oh, wait. It's about the same.
The Royal Giant.
Evo or no Evo? Because
Evo.
Really?
A lot of changes. Maybe it's just his hairdo. I don't know.
Dude, his beard, he got a shave when he got Evo'd.
He does, really?
Yeah, look at that. See? He gets a clean cut shaved.
Oh, but he still has it. He still has facial hair, though.
Yeah, but that facial hair is more meaner.
I don't know.
It's a facial hair of a barbarian.
Maybe it's just the Evo style. It's just always scarier.
Maybe it's because of the handlebars. You're just scared to hang on.
All right, number three. What card would be the best football player?
Barbarians. They don't care about themselves.
Just barbarians? I went with the E-barbs. Because when you
the
play
barbs, that's a good
said,
one.
I only said that because when you play football, they actually have like helmets.
Yeah.
So like I figured.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good one. I should have thought of that too.
Number four. Now I know this ain't true, but what car do you think flies the highest? I went flying machine. Yeah.
Yep. That was the first thing I can't.
The only thing why is because she's. Like, the flying machine is so hard to hit, and a lot of people miss it. So, you know, like, if it's flying really high, it'd be harder to miss or hard to hit. So, that's why I said that.
Yeah, flying machine, definitely. That's what I thought of.
Number five, what card would have the best dance moves?
Wizard.
That's exactly what I said.
No, you know why?
It's that emote.
Stupid emote, dude. I'm like, yep, that's him. That's funny.
Number six, what card would be the best villain?
Executioner.
Oh, nice. Okay. I went with Mother Witch. Just how evil she is.
Yeah, that's true. They should have called her the evil Mother Witch.
Or just evil witch.
Because she taught her daughters how to be her.
Okay, number seven. What card has the biggest muscles?
The biggest muscles. Now we're looking at muscles.
Yeah.
RG.
RG? Okay.
RG's
I went with Golem.
Boy.
It's rock hard,
he's
man.
He's got no muscles. That's not no all, blood type. He rock.
Exactly.
That's it.
All right, this will be a fun one. What number eight, what card has the highest IQ?
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Magic Archer.
Really? Okay. I like that.
He's going to aim that thing.
Yeah. I went with Mighty Miner.
Highest IQ.
Because like I feel like if he's going down a lane and he doesn't want to get targeted, he just switches to the other lane. And he throws a bomb. Or lays a bomb down.
Could you imagine if half the time, like some, not half the time, but sometimes, you know, when people throw bombs, sometimes it's a dud.
All right, number nine. What card has the lowest IQ? We're going to be the same.
Barbs.
What? Oh,
they're,
okay.
They're
no,
dumb.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Do you look at some of these pictures? Yeah. Like, if you go to Zap, let's go to Zap, Dylan.
Or
Poison. No, Poison doesn't have it. Let's go to Zap.
I understand that. I understand. And then if you look at, like, the YouTube videos and the commercials and stuff, they always, like, dumb and stupid and stuff.
Yeah. Like in the Clash Royale, like the trailers and stuff,
yeah,
stuff
that's
like
what
that.
Saying, that's what I'm saying.
What, what's on the other side of that water?
Good, that's good. Yeah, oh, that's a good pick.
I'm sorry.
I went with Firecracker because
you know what? You're right.
In game,
you're
just like, okay, fire, fire, and it won't
There's
fire.
There's no way her hair is pink. That is a blonde hair. There ain't no way.
All right, number 10. What card is the loudest?
The loudest?
Yep.
This one took me a while.
Really?
Yeah, because it was in between Hog Rider, and I don't know if the guy doesn't say anything, but he's super loud with that clunky metal, and Mega Nut. I thought in game, kaboom, you know.
Oh, okay.
He comes in the bank.
Oh, okay.
Or Hog Rider. I was in between.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah, I went with Hog Rider.
Yeah.
Hog Rider.
That's what he does a lot. Yeah, he shouts. Yeah. I'll go with Mega Nut. I think Mega Nut's the loudest.
Okay.
He comes in and crashing.
What card, okay, yeah, number 11, what card would you be if you were in the game?
I know what you would be, but for me, I don't know.
I don't think you do.
I know exactly what you would be, boy.
Okay, but you tell me what you think.
I don't know. I thought of Bomber, because Bomber's my guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I think this is a question for, like, what do you think I would be, and I don't think what you would be.
Well, you said it, Bomber now, but... Okay, what do you
really?
Think? What do you think I was?
You thought of me about being bomb?
No, I just thought of that now. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Well, okay, but what do you think I went?
Hang machine?
No. I actually thought about it, but I said executioner.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just think how satisfying you see a minion horde and they just and your opponent paid 5 elixir and you're just sitting there like sling and not even touch and you're
that's dude, the same elixir so count.
Oh, that's true. Okay, but still.
My goodness. This guy.
Okay, but still, the dude is like he's like almost a magic archer. You can throw that thing.
You might as well become arrows. You're cheaper. And you fly. You know why I thought of you and the flying machine? Because you have this thing of flying. And I'm like, you know what? That's him. There's no one. That's you. Because there's no one. No one will know who it is.
That's true.
That's
I like
you, bro.
It. I like it.
That's
like
you, bro.
It.
For me, I got no facial expressions.
All right. This is going to be a little harder question. Number 12. What card is the most humbled?
The most humbled?
Yep.
I thought of recruits.
Okay. That's not bad. Yeah. I wouldn't say wizard. We're just
no.
I went with Mini Pekka. Just think,
ooh,
all he wants is pancakes, and
that's
he's just going to do his job.
Especially that update, and they had that update video. He just came and destroyed everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Number 13, what card would have the most money, or as in, which one is richer?
Yeah, this one, it would have to be, I thought of Battle Healer, that was her name.
Oh,
because she's
okay.
All written in gold, and yeah. She's like the pretty one.
I went with Royal Giant, the Evo style, because he shoots golden balls.
Yes, he does.
So I said he has to be the richer one.
He's big boy. He's thick boy.
Number 14, what card would be the most spiritual?
See, I thought of Battle Healer as well. But for,
dude, that's not a bad pick, though.
I know.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good pick.
But for me, it would have to be... one of the spirits.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even think about that either.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, the heel spirit.
Any of the spirits. Probably the heel spirit, yeah.
I went with witch.
Okay.
A little bit evil or true spiritual. Because,
like, yeah, yeah, she's evil spiritual.
I was like debating on like the mother witch.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
you know another good one? The monk.
Oh, dude, that's...
Thanks, Savage.
Okay, the monk.
The monk. That's what he said.
Okay, hands down, monk.
Hands down, monk.
Savage won that one.
Savage definitely won that one. Savage, thank you. Thank you for being on the show, bud.
Yeah, saved our life. Monk. The monk is the wow, monk. How did we miss that?
How do we miss that?
I blame the co-host. Number 15.
All right.
What card would be the best leader?
Golden Knight. That's what I thought of.
Oh, that's a really good pick too. Because like he leads the charge.
He leads the charge, yeah. And he is cocky, but you know you need confidence into him.
I went with Giant Skeleton.
That's a good one
because like he wants to be the body blocker, and then when he dies. Watch out because he's going to lay down his bomb and try to kill
most. He's pulling Iraq style. We like it.
Number 16. What card is the laziest?
Rascals.
Why?
Because that fat boy, dude, he's fat just sitting around chewing bubblegum.
I went with Firecracker.
She is lazy.
the worst IQ and the laziest card, I swear.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 17. What two cards can you see get married?
What's yours?
No, I really want to know what yours is.
What is yours?
I went Prince and Princess.
That's a good one. I never thought of that, but that's in the Clash universe, okay, no like, doubt.
I don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
This is actually a season.
Okay.
Executioner and Valkyrie.
Really?
Yeah, that was actually a season, and they actually threw... that's why you see the Executioner with the cake and the hearts and stuff like that. Because they did a secretly love thingy, bajiggy. Wait, hang on. Let me read Executioner. I might have read Executioner before, but I thought he said something about love or something like that.
Guys, I'm excited to see what you guys say on our very last question.
Never mind. I lied. But anyways, that's what I thought of. All right, let's keep it going.
Let me see what number we're on.
18.
Yep. Number 18. What card has the best weapon?
Gotta go with whoever shoots the rocket.
Shoots the rock.
That's the best weapon.
Okay. I went with Executioner. I thought he had the best weapon.
Executioner, yeah. Yep. I was gonna. I was thinking between Rocket or if I had to be realistic, let's just say I had to be a troop, it would be Magic Archer. That's like our king.
Oh, people. That's a good pick. You know really what I mean? Good pick, yep.
But yeah.
Definitely magical.
Yeah.
What card? Okay, sorry. Number 19, what card has the best smile?
The best smile? Ooh, that is Prince.
He smiles. I can't be mad about that.
He smiles a lot.
I was looking at it today. I was like, okay, who has the best smile? And I actually think it's the Ice Spirit.
That's a good smile.
Yeah, it is.
But it is frozen.
He's frozen with fear.
Oh, man.
Number 20, what card would you pick to be on the Princess Tower? Can you imagine that, though, in the game?
Dope to have
you'd be able to pick a card? And
it would got to be Executioner. Could you imagine?
I went with Magic Archer.
Magic Archer I was thinking of, too, but like think about Executioner.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't matter if it's in a straight line or not. He's going to hit him,
yeah.
And it hovers. You can tornado it back and continue. Oh.
Wizard wouldn't be bad either.
Wizard would not be bad either, but neither would... I was thinking of E-Wiz, but like he can only chain two. Ice Wiz would be even better.
Think of this. What if Supercell had a game mode or something like that where, let's say, like you're able to place a card on top of a tower.
And it stays there?
And it stayed there, but when the tower dies, you can't play that card anymore.
No, I was thinking about like when he dies, he's free. He can walk and he can go with you.
Mm.
But that's what I was thinking. I don't know.
Supercell, hope you're listening.
Why didn't we think of Expo?
Yeah, but it's not. Okay, I mean, the DPS is really good, but like,
it's not really
I would want more splash.
That's true. Same. Yeah,
that'd be so
right.
Annoying.
That would be.
Number 21. What card would win a 2-mile race?
miner.
What?
He's the fastest card in the game.
Okay, yeah, if he digs. Okay. Good. Okay, good pick. Good pick. Okay, second place.
If I had to pick, I don't know what it would be.
No. Keep your pick. That is actually a really good pick. He's a cheater, though. For me, Lumberjack.
Lumberjack's fast.
Because he's fast and he's always drinking.
Yeah, what an alcoholic.
Yeah, right? Elixir-holic.
Elixir-holic.
Number 22. What two cards are the best of friends?
Hog Rider and his pig.
Two cards. Okay, the Hog Rider and the pigs. The royal pigs.
Yeah.
Royal hogs, I mean.
Best of friends, Goblin Gang. Oh, shoot.
Two cards.
Sorry. Two cards that are best of friends. I went with the witch and the bomber.
What? That is the weirdest combo I have ever... Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the creativity, I guess. Mine went witch and night witch.
We ain't that far apart.
No, we weren't.
We could have did E-Wiz and Wiz, but the thing about it was is that they could be brothers.
True.
You ever thought about the three amigos, three brothers? Yeah. They all got split up and they went to their own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Poor guys.
All right, number 23. What card would be the best superhero?
I feel like it would be Mini Pekka. Because like what you were saying before, like, yeah, he feel like he would take charge and just...
Yeah, but wouldn't you think the Pekka would be more than? I figure like if you're going to say Mini Pekka, I bet Pekka would be better because it's a stronger... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like she's more of the protector, but he's the one that learns how to be not the protector, but the destroyer.
I went with Mega Knight. He comes in, God, he wants to slam on the ground, he's ready to take charge.
That's true.
Yeah. I think he'd be the best superhero.
Yeah.
Number 24. What two cards would you like to see in a boxing match?
That would be...
What?
Golem and Lava Hound.
Oh my goodness. How would that even work?
I don't know. I just thought of the two big, huge, heavy golems.
I went with Giant and Royal Giant.
That would be a good one too. You know how that ends, right?
Nope.
There's actually a Clash-O-Rama like that. However, it's a level 10 cannon and it shoots him in the face and he catches it with his mouth and then he's like, I can't take him no more, and then they shoot him in the stomach and he throws the ball back out the cannon goodness. And destroys it.
That's hilarious.
Actually, it goes in back into the cannon. The ball actually, yeah. The ball goes actually, the ball goes actually back into the cannon and then it tries to fire and it explodes.
That's hilarious.
Oh my goodness. That's why he's a giant in cannon. Let's go, dude.
You know your stuff. All right, that's guys, last one. And literally, everybody listening, I need your input on this. Number 25, what card would you... Okay, let me rephrase this. What card would win if all cards will be placed in a battlefield? Which one would be the last standing?
Which card would be the last standing?
Yep. If all the cards, let's say, you're in one big arena... And all of a sudden, you push
Savage,
one
stop.
11, or did he say Inferno Tower? Okay.
Stupid.
But like you push a button and all of a sudden, all the cards come down at the same time, all 109 of them. Which one would be the last standing?
And they fight it out?
Yep.
Mine would be, I think with all of me, I honestly think Mother Witches, because you have so many piggies out there. I think the Mother Witch would just keep on stacking, because
really?
I think so.
Okay, but like...
I mean, yes, I understand that like that's a little weird, but think about it. It has to be someone with a range, and that can turn the piggies and distract, so I'm like, well, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is like...
In a tank, there ain't no way. All tanks would die.
No.
You set all of them.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
You
I don't
set
think they'll
all
die.
Of them. You're dealing with the three M's at that point, the Inferno Tower, you're dealing with all of that.
Right. But also, you have...
109 versus 109, I get it.
I know, but like you have... skeletons, the skeleton army, and stuff
that's
like that.
That's why I'm thinking that. That's why I think that Mother Witch will be the literally, she'll just be infinite piggies. At that point,
I don't know, but her health is not that good. I think you'd have to have somebody a little bit more health. Now, some people did say Sparky. Sparky. The only bad thing about Sparky is that you would have to. Sparky would have to target air. If you don't have a card that doesn't target air, like if you have, let's say, a Miner and a Electric Dragon are the left ones. Now, the Electric Dragon's going to win because, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like you're going to have a card that shoots at least air and ground. I went with Lava Hound. I think Lava Hound will take it because he's super, or she, whoever it is.
Whatever that thing is, that pregnant lady is.
Whenever... It deals a lot of damage, and whenever it dies, it throws, like, I don't know how many pups there are. And
it doesn't deal that much damage, does it? It
doesn't deal a lot of damage, but I'm saying, like, it takes in a lot of damage.
Oh, it takes in a lot of damage.
A lot of damage. I think it's than a golem.
It might be.
Or better than a golem. And then whenever it dies, it throws, like, I don't know how many that is. Like,
Nine?
Seriously?
Wow. You don't know about this?
I do not know this. 9 pups out. And, yeah, I think they'll end up winning.
She's pregnant.
All right, everybody on... Discord and also Spotify, I'm going to be asking the same question. Who do you guys think will be the last standing? I would be glad to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
So please comment there, especially on Spotify, guys.
Yeah. At least you didn't do that one thing.
All right, guys, we are almost done here. We do have a deck spotlight. And yeah, this is from a guy from Spotify. Actually, I don't know if it's a guy because their name is GTHYRTBBNHETNDGFBN. And he said,
that's the most satisfying thing you've ever said.
Got any good suggestions for a evolved Royal Giant deck for Arena 11? So Caleb and I were playing RG all day. Well, not really all day, but today we were experimenting, trying to figure out some decks, some really good RG decks for you and for being in Arena 11. Yeah. So here's the deck that we came up with. It is Royal Giant, Skeleton King, Tombstone, Fisherman, Fireball, Mother Witch, The Log, and Zappies. It's a 3.8 elixir average, and I think this is the best RG deck out there, especially you have Fireball bait. It's not really considered a cycle deck. I know he wanted a cycle deck, but I was also looking at Arena 11 at the TV Royale, and dude, you have so much crap in there. You have Mega Knights, Wizards, Witch, and I feel like if you have anything with cycle with RG, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So I really do feel like this is the best deck, best RG deck out there. When I played it, it was super easy to use. I kind of caught on pretty quick. And
yeah, this is like the simplest one because a lot of RGs take skill. And I think it takes a lot of like skill to play it. But this one was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty decent. Easy. And guys, if you do not have Skeleton King, change him out for the Dark Prince. Yes, he does about the same thing.
Yep.
Very good. But guys, if you guys want to get good at this deck, it's literally all about the Fisherman placements.
It is.
You really got to learn it. The Fisherman is actually pretty tanky. And so if you learn how to use the Fisherman to pull your enemies into to your King Tower, it's super important.
Yep.
And also, like, with this deck, guys, you have Fireball Bait. Like, you have the Mother Witch. Then you have Zappies. And then Tombstone.
It's really good at defense. It really is.
Yes, it really is. And, like I said, if you're in Arena 11 and you need to switch something out, like maybe don't do Dark Prince. Don't do the Skeleton King. Put in Valkyrie.
Yeah.
And she's going to be probably a little bit better. A lot more splash. A little bit easier to use. So typically the strategy is you don't want to go too aggressive. You want to see kind of what he has. Try to bait out his fireball or their arrows and stuff like that. Then you're free to go with Mother Witch. But you only have Tombstone for people's Hog Riders and stuff like that. So you got to place your Tombstones right. But the strategy is, guys, is to Royal Giant in the very back.
Yep.
build a little bit of a push, and have like a, I don't know, probably fishermen in the middle and stuff like that. Have it going, and what you want to know and see is if your opponent reacts really good. Mm. Like if he reacts, like overcommits, then you'll be ready to play your RG on the other side at the same time as your first RGs crossing their bridge.
Yep.
So then essentially you'll have two RGs in the map, and that's essentially how you want to play this deck. Now, if you're having problems with Inferno Tower, now Inferno Tower is a huge, like, it's bad for RG.
Yep.
Change, not Rocket, change Fireball for Lightning. Lightning's really good. It'll take towers down.
And so, if you can get lucky, have Zappies that train a little bit, and they'll might stun it.
Definitely.
I mean, it depends on obviously where the thing is, so don't count on the Zappies to do any of that work. Yeah. You're going to need a miracle.
So sometimes I got some players to do like the Inferno Tower at the bridge or at
kind of dumb placement. But
then you use your Zappies right there and you're good. Yep. Or like you have a lot of Inferno Dragons and stuff like that. So that's why Zappies would be really good. But dude, I haven't seen a lot of RGs recently.
Yeah.
They're not in a really good spot. You have a lot, like I said earlier in the show, the meta right now is a huge beatdown for the most part. But what I've been seeing, and also I play beatdown. You play beatdown.
Yep.
We're having pretty good success with it. It's super annoying. We're seeing a lot more people play Inferno Tower, Inferno Dragon. So that's why
I think it has to do something with the night. I think so.
Possibly.
Because that's why
in this RG you need to have something that resets like Zappies.
Yep. So. Yep. So another thing also, just to give you another tip as well, is to I honestly think everybody should get the Deck Shop. That is an amazing app right there. I don't know if anybody kind of knows what I'm talking about, but like go on the App Store, look up the Deck Shop. You can put a deck in and it will show you how good it is. The attack on this one, I put the Royal Giant deck up there, the one we're talking about. It says the attack is good, defense is great, the synergy is good, and the versatility is mid-core. The free-to-play score
is bad.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rip.
Yep, it's horrible.
That's because you got the Skeleton King, and then obviously the Evos, and you got the Mother Witch.
Yeah.
Because you have three...
So
it's legendaries in the deck.
I'm happy they put the free to play score actually on there, because
it's pretty nice. Yeah,
it is pretty nice, and you do need it. So
that's why it's like if you don't want Skeleton King, put in like Dark Prince.
Yeah, yet again,
or Valkyrie.
Yet again, too. Yet again, Cryface too, because that just shows also as well as that this game is such pay to win. It's not even funny. So
not necessarily. It's just.
When
Deck Shop says that, it just means it's easier to get.
Well, I know that,
if you put three legendaries in a deck, it's gonna say rip.
That's true.
And if you even put one in there, I'm pretty sure it's gonna say it's okay. It's not good.
Yeah,
just because you have that in there. That's the only reason why they have that there. So,
like I said, we're not RG players either. So like we definitely play this for not even an hour. We played a couple games and just kind of thought of what's the best tech, like best strategy for it. But yeah, that's the best we could do to give you that.
All right. So we got some reviews. Noah Who, he said, what's the name of the clan? So right now it's full, but the clan name is Jesus is Lord. Right now it's full. It seems like once somebody leaves, or if I have to kick somebody, it fills up really fast.
It does.
So good luck with that. We actually thought about making another clan.
Yeah,
I actually thought about maybe both of us split. I mean, like, cool.
I thought you make a clan too.
and I'll keep up with it or whatever.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
And maybe like on our mini account, we'll just keep a hold of that clan we have now, and then we'll make a new one. I don't know. We'll think about it.
Yeah. Charlie said, "This podcast is my favorite." Caleb and Dylan. Dang it! He put Caleb first. Maybe we set the best for last, Dylan.
Okay. All right, it's fine.
Anyway, take so much time in making this podcast amazing. Great tips and super fun. Keep up the great work. So thank you, Charlie, for that.
Thank you.
And then K-A-K-K-A said, best Clash Royale podcast.
Whoever is
the only podcast.
They would be best friends with Cray Cray.
Well, that's probably the only reason why, because we're like the only Clash Royale podcast out there.
Yeah.
That's still going anyway.
Yep.
But all right, sorry if I missed anybody else's out there. I'm not going to read every single one of them, especially from Spotify. But seriously, we read all of them from Spotify, and I really appreciate you guys chatting it up on there and voting. It's super awesome.
Yeah,
it's kind of a nice community. I wish like Apple Podcasts would be more up to date like Spotify. Spotify is so clean for podcasters. It's really nice.
Yep.
But all right, guys, people that are listening on the Discord live, I really appreciate you sticking with us and listening to us. And
well, I know we're boring, but it's a shock we haven't left any of you guys yet. Seriously.
But all right, guys, we will see you in 2 weeks.